Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
That was my theme song. This was my theme song, Doug, before I switched it to Cool Like That by Diggle Planets.
Yeah, I knew that.
Falco, this is the Deutsch version. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM. And InsideSTL.com, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you. Blues and Predators. Oh, my. We're talking just about, 32-some-odd hours away before the puck drops at the Scottrade Center for Game 1.
Tom Petty said it best, Tim, but the waiting is the hardest part.
We'll try and help your wait by talking it over with Chris Mason, who played goal for the Blues and also for the Predators, and now he is the Nashville Predators studio analyst. We'll see what he has to say about this series. That's coming your way. I got that in about 5 minutes. We have the Hot Shots email today. Hot Shots, pony up at Hot Shots. Boy, with this week of sports, where else would you want to be? But Hot Shots is what I say, and Hot Shots is the sponsor of our email today. So not only are we giving away a Lemmings lunch, but we're also giving away 2 tickets to the Cardinals and Reds field box seats. So send your emails in. Great prizes. Misty Plops has 5 wins in April. Doug Tunnels, 12,000, has 3. Cucky has 2. And then 6 others with 1, all alive for email of the month. It's the Hot Shots email of the day. Attention golfers, make Hot Shots your 19th hole gathering spot after your round of golf this year. And you could win big. Bring in your scorecard to any participating Hot Shots location after any round of golf this summer for a free sample appetizer, including wings, mini tacos, and toasted ravioli with beverage purchase. But that is not all. Your scorecard also gets you a chance to win free golf rounds, gear, Hot Shots gift cards, and 1 grand prize winner of a full set of Callaway irons, driver, putter, golf bag, and golf gear, courtesy of Hot Shots. A new prize winner every month at every location. See you at Hot Shots. Jason Barrett just released his Under the Radar column, Doug.
Under the Radar column, Doug.
Yep. So I want to...
Who's under the radar?
Update you on a few things that have happened in the industry, and we always like to pass along right. Our congratulations.
It's really interesting to hear some of the behind-the-scenes hiring in markets like Toledo and Omaha and such.
Everyone will tell you, we have to get better at teasing.
With Andy Gresh now in Providence, hosting evenings for WPRO, his former radio home, WTIC, in Hartford, has decided to go in a different direction in afternoons. As a result, Gresh's partner, Joe D'Ambrosio, will no longer host a daily show on the radio station. Mm. D'Ambrosio will continue to be here on the station as the play-by-play voice of UConn football and men's basketball, and he'll step in from time to time as a fill-in host.
Joe D could handle his own show.
Sure. He's got a good gig now, just doing the play-by-play. Yeah. He needs to work on his teases a little, like the rest of us. But at least he's still got 2 solid gigs.
After learning last week that his longtime on-air partner, Terry Forster,
the old left-handed pitcher? The porky lefty?
That was his nickname? Wasn't it LeGrand Orange?
No, that was Rusty Staub. But, Forster, I think, was the porky lefty. Dodgers, I think, Phillies?
Mets?
Maybe, yeah. Okay, well, what's he up to?
I remember him from the Dodgers.
After learning last week that his longtime on-air partner, Terry Forster, was retiring, 97-1 ticket host Mike Valenti announced that he has no desire to fill the seat, which Forster has occupied for over a decade.
Just going to leave it blank. Just leave the seat empty. So now he's got to do the show by himself.
Valenti said that doing so would feel wrong and disrespectful. And if or when it makes sense to add a co-host to the show, those intentions will be announced.
Okay, come on. Guys retire all the time. Doesn't mean you never replace. If every time someone retired, you never replaced him, there would be no business now, right?
I'm going to announce my intentions to not care about the rest of Jason's list.
But I like these personnel moves.
Kind of surprising. Wasn't that surprising?
Yeah, to see that Foster or Forster, the porky lefty, whoever he might have been, for him to call it a career now, I think was a little early because I think he still had his fastball. And the fact that they're not going to replace him and that seat will remain empty, that's news.
Didn't he have that segment that he would do very popular, Terry's Tidbits?
Terry's that was a hit, Doug. You can't replace. You can't have a new host come in.
No, that's why they're not even going to try. We don't have any tidbits. I mean, we could hire somebody named Ted.
No, Mike's morsels doesn't work.
No,
didn't work. Doug, sources tell BSM.
What's a BSM?
It's Barrett
Sports Media. Now he's so big, we should all just know what the initials mean. Knock it off, Barrett. What are the sources telling him? What's
that
the word
an internal
on the street?
Change is taking place inside ESPN Radio. Vice President of ESPN Audio, Dave Roberts. Doesn't he manage the Dodgers as well?
Yeah, but there's not much to the job, so you can do both.
Who also oversees production for First Take, great show, is turning his focus towards more of ESPN's television programming. With Roberts shifting to television, keep an eye on Marcia Keegan.
Yeah, I've seen her coming a long time now. She's a real, what I would say, an up-and-comer in the business.
Too much, though. It's always Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Right.
ESPN's vice president of production since 2007 is expected to assume a larger role in the ESPN audio division.
Don't call it an audio division. Just say the radio division. We don't need to call it audio.
Yeah, but they have a lot of platforms. Some are just audio.
Okay.
And finally, I got two more, I guess. Chris Lopresti has announced that he's stepping down as WFAN's New York Jets reporter.
About damn time. When he starts breaking some stories, he can have the job again.
So you haven't been happy with his reporting?
I really haven't been happy with his work.
And Westwood One has agreed to distribute the new esports program Checkpoint Radio, which is a product of Rick Scott and Associates and Kevin Graham's Ripple Content. The show is hosted by Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Joe Sloan, and Norris Howard, and runs 2 hours in length. For more information about the show, click here.
You got to send me that link, Tim, because I'm really interested in hearing what Nate Bender's doing these days.
Yes, Shrewsbury 70s student.
Oh, hello, Shrewsy.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
What average? How are you doing? Hello.
Happy Tuesday.
All right, happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I got another notice list. Can I read it?
Mm-hmm. Sure, you're putting people on notice?
Yeah, it's a new list this week. I worked on the list over the weekend, thought I'd call in, but I couldn't get to it tomorrow or yesterday.
Right, right.
I was too busy. Number five, Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
Interfering with elections, not cool, Putin. Number four, Joshua.
Oh, my God.
Joshua.
Why?
I want to know where he's at. Iggy said he'd follow up, and he never did. Where is he?
Yeah, Iggy never follows up unless it directly comes from Tim.
Right. That's true. You got to reach out, man.
He's still interviewing John Oates. He's right. Not in the studio.
Number three, Iggy for interviewing John Oates.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Number two, the CJ6 on the fan pen.
Oh, my word. You don't mess with the CJ6.
Yeah, lay off Iggy. And then number two is also shared with Dan Buffa.
Why?
And he had a weird post on the fan pin last night. So
what was the post?
I don't know. Some restaurant review. I don't know. It was weird, man.
Restaurant reviews now on the fan pin?
I didn't know we were doing that.
So I'm putting them on notice.
All right.
And then number one, Bobby Bestel. Drink bleach, Bestel. You suck, man.
Hey. There it is. Bobby Bestel takes another hit from the Shrewsbury Center.
Well, what has Bestel done lately that's bothered people?
I don't know. He hasn't really been active.
Some people just hold a grudge. That was a nice call, though, by Shrewsy.
It was really nice. It was a ranking and everything. Hey, look, here's Chris Mason. He is with us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
They all fired up in Nashville?
Yes, they are. They were. It was quite the series. And the people, the team, and everybody in the city is buzzing. So it's going to be a great one here with the Blues.
How do you see it going? Both teams obviously look good in advancing. How do you see this thing going?
Well, I think it's just going to be a battle. I think they match up very well against each other. You know, historically they've really played each other tight. I think especially with the level that both goaltenders played at in the first round. You know, both teams were really solid defensively and really shut down two of the top offensive teams in the league. which is incredible. And a lot of that has to do with the goaltending, but you know, a huge part was the way that both clubs played defensively. So I think we're just going to see a seesaw battle here.
Rennie's numbers were very good, but didn't the Predators do a really good job of keeping the shots, perimeter shots, and then getting rid of any rebounds quickly?
Yeah, I think they did. I think, you know, game one, I think Pekka stole that game. I thought game one in Chicago, he stood on his head, and he was the sole reason that they beat the Blackhawks 1-0. Game two, from game two on, it was a different story. The Predators really defended well, limited the high percentage scoring area chances. You know, game three, Chicago, they pushed back. They had a few more opportunities, but all in all, the Predators are playing probably their best defensive hockey of the year. And I think St. Louis is, you know, in a similar situation where they've been playing, you know, very strong defensively down the stretch. I think Mike Yeo has got the guys really buying into the, you know, the coverage in the defensive zone, and the forwards are really chipping in on that end and making Jake's job easier for him. But when he's called upon, he's made a lot of big saves. So it's going to be an interesting battle.
Did you see any of this coming with Nashville and St. Louis to have won their first round series against two terrific teams as convincingly as they did?
Well, maybe not as convincingly. You know, obviously being an insider with the Predators, I picked them to beat Chicago, of course, but I never in a million years expected they would do it in four games. I don't think anybody in their right mind expected that. And, you know, St. Louis, I picked St. Louis too. They were just playing so good. They were playing playoff-style hockey for the last, you know, 2 months of the season, basically. And I just compared to the way Minnesota finished the season, I thought, to me, it was a no-brainer that St. Louis was going to win, although I didn't expect them to win in five games. They just played an incredible level of hockey. I haven't seen Chicago look like they looked and Minnesota look like they played all season, and it was because of the jobs that Nashville and St. Louis did against them.
If you look at the two teams side by side, where do you think the advantages lay, you know, either with the Predators or the Blues?
Oh, it's a tough one. They have different personnel. I think, you know, Nashville's back end, their top four are very mobile. They're very active on the offensive side of things. Ryan Ellis has just been a beast this year. Roman Josi, obviously, he can really carry the puck and contribute up there as well. I think that's going to be a challenge for the Blues, but they did a good job against Minnesota. I think for Nashville, the challenge is going to be, you know, Vladimir Tarasenko, the Blues up the middle. I thought, I think he presents a different challenge than what Chicago did. Chicago seems to be, they're more of a puck possession. They like to pull up and make those little plays. Patrick Kane is a guy who likes to, you know, dance around the neutral zone and the offensive zone and find guys trailing. Nashville did a good job shutting him down, but Tarasenko is more of a bull. He can beat you one-on-one. He can go through you. And I think defensively, I think St. Louis presents a real tough challenge for Nashville to penetrate the layers that St. Louis present in the defensive zone.
You guys get Wilson back, right? That'll be a big help for you guys.
Yeah, Wilson looks like he's going to be coming back. He's practiced the last 2 days, and he's a big, strong guy, and he's really grown into a really great power forward. So he's a really heavy guy, and that's you know, one of the things that Chicago had trouble with Johansson line. You know, when Johansson wants to play physical, you know, he's really got, he can really do that effectively. And then, you know, Philip Forsberg's another guy who's underrated. His physicality, he's really good at protecting the puck, really strong. And then Victor Arvidsson on that line, he's just a little firebug, and he's just always in your face, and he just plays, you know, he's 100% guy every single shift. So Chicago had a real tough time with that line, so it'll be interesting to see how St. Louis handles them.
When you think of the hockey hotbeds around North America, you don't really think about Nashville, maybe not St. Louis either. St. Louis has got a huge youth hockey program set up now. Does Nashville have that? Is that where their strong fan base is coming from?
Well, we do, actually. And we, you know, I was just named president of operations for TPH Nashville. This is a AAA program that's it's been here before, and they have the junior preds. Nashville is really coming on the map in terms of, you know, hockey around the hockey, in quotes, cities of this the United States. And it's really developing. St. Louis has an unbelievable program. A lot of the alumni obviously have been a big part of that over the years. And I think this Nashville team is, it's been here for 18 years. So now we have an alumni base, JP Dumont's here, and it's really, really starting to grow. There's a lot of good players here, and it's just awesome to be a part of that.
The alumni in St. Louis is such a big part of, you know, the popularity of hockey and young players. Is it similar to what you guys have going in Nashville?
We're trying to get that going. We're getting more guys back and getting them involved, and I think that's important. And we really looked, especially me, having been a part of the and being an active part of the St. Louis alumni, of what they've done there. That's kind of how we want to do things here. We're obviously we got a ways to go, and we don't have as many guys, but we're starting to kind of follow their mold. They've set a really good example and a high standard for, you know, alumni around the league. So that's kind of you know, the angle that we're trying to take, and it's been really effective, and the kids and parents seem to like it, and you know, you're getting the best. We want to give these kids the best coaching and instruction available, and that's how you know develop these programs.
I suppose as a Predator studio analyst, you have to pick them in this series, right?
Well, I think so. Made a reference. It's like watching two of your brothers fight. You don't want anyone to get hurt, and you want them both to do good. So it's a tough one, but I'm gonna have to know where my loyalties lie and pick the Predators.
Why? Give us your reasoning.
Well, the way that they played, I saw every single game, and if they can continue to play like that, my biggest concern going into playoffs was the way that they were playing defensively and the way they were defending. And I just think Pekka, you know, when he's on top of his game, like any goalie, can be a difference maker, but I think he just has a level of just elite status when he gets in that zone that he's really tough to beat, and he can single-handedly win a series, and I think that he's going to be the difference in the series.
Chris Mason with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After Blues Predators Game 1 tomorrow night. Chris, we appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Chris. Blues Predators, Doug. I got 7:14:30 is the over-under on the time the puck will drop. 7:14:30.
Will it be that late, you think?
Yeah.
14:30.
I got no complaints with the 7 o'clock game.
Oh, that's great. The 8:30 is a bummer.
8:45.
Yeah, it turns into 8:45.
Got that next Tuesday. But the first three, and then a game 5 in St. Louis on Friday night. How do you do?
No, I don't think we'll be deemed any game 5s, Tim.
That's right. You predict the sweep.
Yeah.
Jinx. Right. Big jinx.
I just really like the way this club's playing along the half boards. That's all.
Who scares you on that Nashville squad?
Some of the bigger fellas. they skate hard. They skate into dirty areas.
Ooh, dirty areas.
They get back on defense. They don't want you to do what I call score goals.
What?
They don't want you to do that. And since, they've got this negative attitude, those are the players then you're going to have to worry about.
Some of the experts that have broken this down say that if there's an advantage, it's a mobile Nashville defensive group that's deep and their ability to transition the puck from defense into the offensive zone. Your thoughts on that?
One of the advantages Nashville has is some of their defensemen and their ability to transition into the neutral zone. That's what I've been saying a long time, and it's nice to get some confirmation that some of the other experts are saying the same thing.
Sometimes I sit here and I think, thank you, Doug, for sharing some of the knowledge with us.
Well, I don't like to just pour it out there because I don't want to seem like the smartest guy in the room all the time. And that's why I don't get into the goal differential and things like that that you guys don't really understand.
Yeah, you spoon feed
us. I try to keep it simple, not just for you, but for the listening audience as well.
It's the right thing to do. Could you tell us about Bertarelli Cutlery, though?
Chop, chop, cheeky.
Yep.
That's what I can say. That's what you first think. Bertarelli Cutlery. Oh, that's the place where I go to buy my knives. That's the place where I go to have my knives sharpened because there's never a dull moment at Bertarelli Cutlery. They've also got this paper company now. And let me tell you what's new at Old Sharp City. They've opened a whole new division called Bertarelli Paper Company. They have a warehouse just a few blocks from their store down there on the hill. And now the fine folks at Bertarelli sell disposable gloves, trash can liners, and all kinds of paper towels. They sell to manufacturing plants as well as many fine restaurants around town. So not just for knife sharpening anymore. No, sir. all kinds of paper products at Bertarelli Paper Company as well. So if you're interested and in the need of those kind of items, check them out at BertarelliPaperCo.com.
Weather is perfect today. And I'm taking a... I guess it's going to... Are you going to Charlie's wedding?
I don't think I'll be able to. I have to work, of course.
I have to work also. And I regret that because I wanted to go and there'd be a lot of people I'd like to see. Can't do it.
How about that?
I wanted to go too. We only have two guys at Channel 4. Maurice, you know, worked with Charlie a long time. He's invited as well. So only one of us can go.
I don't have to work, but I didn't get an invite.
Oh, that was harshness brought out on the air.
We shouldn't have brought that up.
I wonder if Gardner's going.
I don't know.
He's the producer of the Midday Grind.
He's got that long hair and all. I bet they don't let him go.
I wonder how the Two Foxes handling that. Because I would imagine either Martin or Zach will be going down to Nashville. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then how do they handle that?
I've heard tell that they're going to simulcast Doug Sportscast on this one occasion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just one station helping another out in a time of need.
Right. That's how
you're
work.
You're there for each other.
Not really. But, and we haven't been approached by it, but I'm sure there's a money figure where we probably would do that. Just take our sports cast for, you know, $50,000.
And they'll be like, does it have to be Doug?
Yes. Yes, it does. 50 grand.
Well, my point in bringing up the weather is I've been monitoring the forecast because I hope Charlie and Jess have a perfect day for their wedding. They're damn good people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
What's the forecast look like for Saturday's been?
The next few days after today, today's perfect. It's stormy, but I think during April, it's kind of like when you're in Florida and then you look at the little weather app and it always shows thunderstorm. There's a chance of a thunderstorm, but that doesn't mean it's going to storm. No, then it scares people off. Looks like Thursday's pretty good, but then storms on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But let me tell you something. Next week looks outstanding.
It's not an outdoor wedding, is it?
No, but still, you want to have a nice day.
Yeah.
And if you get the desire to go out and enjoy the weather and on some golf courses, the KFNS Gateway Golf Card, less than 50 golf cards are left, and they are on sale right now at InsideSTL.com through Listener Rewards. Get 4 18-hole rounds with cart at courses like Tapawingo and Aberdeen. 1 9-hole round with cart and 2 large buckets of range balls. That's over $250 in golf value for just $125. So it's literally 50% off. Play Tapawingo. Home of the Free Dotem Open, Aberdeen, the Quarry at Crystal Springs, Belk Park, and Creve Coeur. Tee times can be made anytime Monday through Friday and afternoon on the weekends. And best of all, the cart fee is included. Save over 50% on golf this spring and summer with the KFNS Gateway Golf Card on sale now at InsideSTL.com. Maybe go out there and shave some strokes, you know, see if you can hang with me.
All right.
Not easy.
Thank you.
I was at one of my niece's wedding about 5 or 6 years ago. It was in outdoors in Dallas, late June. It was about 130 degrees.
Ooh, was everybody sweaty?
Elderly relatives were being stacked up like cordwood, waiting to get oxygen. It was about as hot as I've ever been in my life.
Did you administer any mouth-to-mouth?
I didn't.
Missed opportunity.
I was barely clinging to life myself. Maybe not the best idea. They had good intentions, of course. But I think it was right around 130 degrees.
Okay. I'm glad you made it through.
Well, I made it through, yeah.
I thought there was more like...
They were young and spry, so they were able
like
to soldier through.
It was like a Keisha Gray interview. I felt like there was going to be a pause, but then there would be a big delivery.
No, that was just the end of the story.
Any story about a cello or anything?
Hot. Nobody mentioned a cello or brought it up. No. There's any cellos.
These are cool questions.
Okay, knock it off. See, if she's got to sit there and agree to do it, at least
I
wake
like
up.
Kittens and bunny.
Okay.
I like kittens and bunny. Yeah. I like kittens and bunny.
Why does she have to say kittens instead of kittens?
I like leopards and dolphins.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool that you actually like leopards. Wow, I think I'll watch some of your videos now. I wasn't going to before. She's just so real.
I like really manly men.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like voices on females.
Just super, super cool. And hot. What is she? I assume she didn't get much past the third grade.
Do what? Do what?
He said get past the third grade.
Yeah.
Paul Predator has a lot to work with now.
You think there's any sharks out there in Silicon Valley maybe taking advantage of that gal?
It's the San Fernando Valley, sir. The Silicon Valley is
right. Silicon Valley, San Jose. Yeah.
Different deal.
I want to probably further my cello
talent.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. I bet she doesn't know what a cello looks like.
Iggy, you're back. Did John Oates tell you what kind of French fries he likes?
He did, and I've never heard of it.
What was it? There's a type of fry that you've never heard of?
He didn't have a name. He just described it and where it was from, and then he couldn't come up with the name.
What's the word, plow predator?
We always ask, favorite French fry, type of French fry.
My favorite French fries is, well, I'm not supposed to eat them anymore, but my favorite French fry is the ones they make in Holland and Belgium. And they serve them with this amazing mayonnaise, which, of course, makes a bad food even worse for you. But it tastes amazing.
Do they have a name?
I don't know. It's this weird French fry they make.
Well, how do you order it, Oatsy?
Just point at it.
Did you call him Oatsy?
Doug, would you like that? You like mayonnaise.
I don't mind mayonnaise.
Would you sop up your fries with mayonnaise?
I'd rather not.
Isn't that what they do in Parlez-vous Français?
Well, Belgium and Holland, from what I hear.
No, maybe they haven't played in Paris yet.
So how long did they give you? Like 5 minutes with him?
Yeah, how much? He seemed like you were gone a while.
10, 11, 12.
But it seems like you guys might have been hitting it off based on that interaction I heard. Seems like it was going well.
It was a fun interview.
Good.
I mean, sometimes you get them that they're just doing it because they have to do it.
Right.
But he seemed
to be interested. And that's what I fear. Like, if I know going in that, like, they're going to be cool, then I'm like, oh, I'm all in. But I worry that then it's going to be like, oh, now we got to do this, and now we got to promote it, and they clearly don't want to do it, and then it's really awkward for everybody. So I avoid them.
I would think a guy like that probably doesn't get overwhelmed with media requests now.
You're probably right.
Probably doesn't get it, but once a year or two,
I would go to that show. I legitimately would.
I've seen them a couple times.
Really?
They're good.
I mean, they have like 500.
Yeah.
Top 10 hits.
Well, I asked him about, because, you know, he's the guy in the band that nobody pays attention to. You know, they stick him in the back, play your guitar, and it's always Daryl Hall. But I asked him about the Family Guy episode.
Are you familiar with the Family Guy?
No.
Well, it's an episode where it's a flashback, and Lois says, like, I used to make penis plaster of Paris's from musicians, and I made one with Hall and Oates. And then she's sitting there putting the plaster on Oates, or on Hall, and here comes Oates. Lois, you ready for me? Yeah, Oates, I'll get you in a minute. Then he walked out, and she goes, I'm not going to do him. So again, they're just saying, we have no interest in John Oates, only Daryl Hall. So he said it was fun doing that, but he gets it.
Doug, does that refresh your memory on the family?
I missed the episode. I missed the show.
He's made
completely.
A boatload of money, but didn't he go through bankruptcy?
Yeah, he had a thing. He had a thing happen.
He like bought like 4 planes and 17 cars.
I wonder why, and I'm being serious here. Like, having a plane is like the ultimate play. It really is.
If you can fly.
Yeah, he can. He's a pilot.
But why the need for 4?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I was watching, I imagine maybe the only person who might have watched it would be you, Iggy. Faraday, which is one of my favorite shows on television. Last night he had Matthew McConaughey on. And McConaughey said he got to a point where he would just like go, okay, what am I interested in today? Oh, Roger Clemens is pitching. They're both UT guys, Texas guys. And I want to go see him pitch. Oh, he's pitching in St. Louis. Let me get my plane and let's shoot up to St. Louis real quick. Oh, I want to go see the Cult play. Where are they? Oh, they're in Jersey? All right, I'll fly over to Jersey. I mean, that is just the freedom that provides. God bless America. But 4, I don't understand.
I don't either.
All at the same time, or did he just keep getting...
I remember that story, the cat, that he ran into some financial problems, and a lot of it had to do with planes.
Yeah, he bought too many or something.
And then he got into racing cars, and he almost killed himself, and that's when he got into flying and planes, and this is like these guys that buy 30, 40 cars. I mean, why?
Because you can, and you have so much money that, generally speaking, it doesn't impact your...
But usually the people who do that are the ones who aren't necessarily managing financials well. You know what I call it? New money. Doug, Gateway Buick GMC, if you'd like to buy 10 cars, do it at Gateway Buick GMC.
All right.
Gateway Buick GMC is proud to announce the Grand Slam sales event at their dealership. What this means for you, select models over 13,000 off MSRP. Ask about down payment assistance and special financing options. They have it all with luxury, high-quality precision. Baseball season's back in full swing, and so are the Grand Slam sales on all Buick and GMC vehicles. Gateway Buick GMC also offers Over 150-plus pre-owned vehicles with tons under $10,000. Visit Gateway Buick GMC off I-270 McDonald Boulevard, or shop for the best deals in town now online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway is the right way. We have Biff and Big Al on hold. Where do you want me to go? Doug, it's your city.
Well, I don't care. Let's go with Biff.
Hello, Biff.
Hello, Biff. Biff.
Hey, Biff.
Biff!
Hey.
Yeah, hello, Biff.
Hey, that's a privilege to be picked over Big Al. I'm going to rub him on that one at the next TMA Live.
Clip that off.
Well, it's like Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears. You know, it's tied for first. Got to go to somebody initially. So what's up, Biff?
I'm going to rub it in on Big Al, though. He'll never live that one down.
Right.
Okay.
Tim, I got a value play for you on gambling tonight.
Value play, Doug. Do you think it's the Jazz or the Clippers?
I don't know. Let's hear what he has to say.
So you got the Cardinals are red hot, right? They've won 6 out of 7?
That's correct.
Yep.
And Waka is looking pretty good.
He's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He's pitching. Waka's at home tonight. They're playing the worst team in baseball, the Blue Jays.
Right.
Right?
So that's the value play?
Well, here's why it's a value, Tim. It's only minus 140.
Really? And the Blue Jays didn't get into St. Louis until probably like 7:30 this morning.
Yeah, they played on the West Coast last night.
No,
yeah.
Anaheim.
They're going to be tired.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Doug, that's a value proposition.
Yeah, it sounds good to me, too.
So I'm going to put, I'll put 700 to win 5 is what that math comes out
to. Okay, 700 to win 5.
Yeah.
Just on a win. They don't have to cover the spread, just win?
No spreads, Doug. Only the win.
Okay, pardon the hell out of me for asking.
Yeah. You should gamble, Doug. You make more money.
I probably would.
Now here's
I could do anything and make better. More. Yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
Nothing. Oh. Nothing. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Yeah, be quiet, Doug.
All right.
Now, listen to this. This is your even safer play. You bet the Cardinals to win the series. That's your super. That's like almost a lock. The closest thing to a lock as you can get, Tim, is to bet the Cardinals to beat the Blue Jays in a 3-game series.
And what are the odds on that, sir?
Nah, I didn't look it up, but it'll probably be similar to that 140, if I had to guess. Something like that.
Okay.
And you have a new poem, I understand.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it if it's not imposing.
No, okay. So I just titled it as A Poem to the Morning After Show.
Creative. Mm-hmm. The same marketing firm that named the 1-3 show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. so it's kind of a tribute to Tim, a lot of it.
Imagine that.
We understand.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Tim's innovative radio show can only grow. How much dang smoke does that plowboy blow? French fries talk, we all want to hear more. Name more stoppings for this we all would adore. Tim is the leader of this great radio show. Porn girls and strip bars, Tim sure does know. Jay's not there, is he? No.
No.
He's in that anyway. Jay Jr.'s foot fetish is forever stuck inside us. As is Iggy's stories of random thoughts of kindness. Betting on sports and winning is in all our dreams. Although Biff's bets minus 500 is outside of most listeners' means.
Ooh.
Well, Tim always makes fun of me for taking the high money line.
Right.
This 590 show is in my heart. Let us all be a part. As Tim created this show, damn, Tim is so smart. Biff will go to the Hooters to look, drink, and dine, and maybe take part in a Hooters Type 69.
Yep.
Biff loves Tim, Doug, Cat, Iggy, Cowboy, no doubt. I wish this show could not talk about Doug's mouth. Laughter is what this world mostly needs. All of 590 fans are full of smart strip bar greed. That's the end.
End scene.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice, Biff.
Nice. Doug, what was your favorite part?
Spent a lot of time on that, didn't you?
About 16 beers, 6 hours, yeah.
Very think, six hours.
Do you think you focused enough on Tim? Because I to be honest, it felt like you were going after him for not being great.
And it glossed over me.
No, no, Tim's in there like he's on every other line.
Oh, I didn't notice.
See? Yeah.
All right, my bad.
Biff, that was wonderful. I've never seen Doug so excited. I imagine you will be in the first row tomorrow night for the Blues and Predators. Game number one, Scott Trade Center.
Oh, we're going, yeah. The Goldfinger group, we're going there. And I screwed up yesterday because the Derby's not this weekend. It's the following weekend. So we are taking Goldfinger's jet. We're going to Nashville Sunday for that day game. So we are going to be down there for sure.
Where are you staying? There's not a lot of great hotels in Nashville.
We're a block away from the arena. I think it was $400 a night.
Oh.
And it's one block from the arena.
What's a hotel, baby? What's a hotel?
I don't have the name of it. His assistant booked it. Goldfinger's assistant does the bookings, you know?
Who's Goldfinger?
Goldfinger? Oh, you were on vacation at the funeral when Goldfinger came about. He owns the private jet, Doug. He flies us around to all the sporting events. Well, his pilot flies us. Right. He owns the jet.
Well, how do we get on that guest list?
Yeah, why can't we go? We want to pony up with y'all.
You know, I think I got room for one extra, Doug. If you want to go Sunday, you can come.
Oh, would you and Doug have to share a bed?
No, not like that.
No, thank you, Bill.
Just want to make sure.
There's two beds in there. You let me know if you want to go, Doug. We'll squeeze you in.
Well, that's a nice offer, but I'll be squeezing it in with Lady Journalism on Sunday.
Oh, I see. You're always working.
Always.
You got to pay for all those kids. You got so many kids you got to pay for.
Doug. I know.
Oh, he's a fertile man.
I know.
Yeah. Well, hey, Tim, are you going to call the series for the Blues right now?
No, I think Chris Kerber will be on that. I don't really have a whole lot of hockey play-by-play experience.
No.
No, I mean, calling who's going to win. Are you going to?
I don't want to. I don't know. I felt very confident against the Wild. I did pick the Blues against the Wild. I don't know on this one, truthfully. I honestly don't know. Part of me thinks the Predators may have peaked and sitting out for a while. Then the other part of me is like, the Blues did not really look that great against the Wild, but I believe that they can play much better. So then I'm sitting there thinking to myself, maybe they still haven't gotten to the peak yet. So that's why I go back and forth. And honestly, I mean, if I made a pick, I'd pick the Blues, but whereas I was legitimately on the Blues in the Wild series, I don't know on this one.
Yeah, I think it could go to Game 7 the way it looked.
Well, that'd be in St. Louis on Tuesday.
So that'd be nice. Hey, just so you guys know, if you're not doing that tonight, and the listeners also, it's bra night at Twin Peaks tonight.
Bra night. That means everyone will be wearing a bra.
Just the girls that work there, Doug.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And the
Biff, I got it.
Okay.
Right.
All right, see you, Biff.
Wonderful poem. Doug, do you know anything about Zero Res?
Well, they clean carpet is what they do.
Yep,
carpet needs cleaning, there's only one name that you should know, and that's Zero Res. Hey, my carpet's a little dirty. What'll I do? Well, by now you know. You call Zero Res. They've got this patented empowered water cleaning system that cleans your carpet better than the other guys. You might go to one of those coupon carpet cleaners, and your house is going to smell like a janitor's closet by the time they're done. They use all that soap and everything, and it sticks in there to the fibers, and a week later, your carpet's dirtier than it was when they got there. Well, Zero Res doesn't do that. They use that empowered water cleaning system to make your carpet look great, and your home will smell just like it should. Everybody's got a stain somewhere, pet stain. Lord knows I've had them. I had Zero Res out to my house, and they made my carpet look good as new. They actually did. About 20-year-old carpet. They made it look as good as new. And they've got a kind of spring cleaning special going on right now. Three rooms, Zero Resified, starting at just $119. Find out more at 314-474-2020. Here's her website. I'm about to give it now. ZeroResSTL.com. And don't forget, they've got that gotta love it guarantee. If they do the work and you're not just completely satisfied, they will come back out and work again until you are satisfied. That Zero Res, backward or forward, it spells the same. Zero Res.
There it is. Zero Res, sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You know what it's time for now? The Hot Shots email of the day. Big prizes here. Free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots and a pair of Cardinal Field Box tickets for this Friday night against the Reds. Here we go. U.S. Hats buried the lead today. It is Talia Shire's birthday. Thanks for nothing. 15 million mentions over the years and not a single mention of her birthday. Thanks. Dan Beal.
That's my bad.
Dan Beal.
Yeah, it's my bad, Dan.
Hey, Doug, welcome back, you old sex pot you. A little update on the comings and goings since you've been gone. Iggy fabricated a little story about banging Lita Ford with Beetle Bob at a dirty dive place called Chico's 4 in Granite City. Investigations are still going on via the fan page, but we're all pretty sure he's full of beans. Haikus have really become all the rage for email of the day, and Deke Doe, I mean Tunnels 12,000, has really been knocking them out of the park. I figure you'll get a lot directed towards you today, so this one is for Hayes. This is for the cat, birds, picking, pecking, poking. I forget the rest. Thanks, Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Hey, boys, rise and shine, STL. Welcome to the Night Before Show on 920 AM and InsideChicago.com with your host, Jim McKernan, Timmy the Bat Mays, and that jug guy who uses his forehead as a backboard for other men's pleasure. Thanks, Stubby Clap.
I didn't like it. Stubby Clap got suspended. Stubby Clap suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the handsome leather-bound suspension logule. I'm writing it down with a Wright Business Products ink pen.
Still two check mark.
Guys, Plops here. Just got back from Coachella Weekend 2. Side note, did you know that if you pull out your donger and shake it at some guy while Lady Gaga's performing Born This Way, you can get arrested? No joke, but well worth it. Before I was drug out of Coachella, though, I got to see Gaga perform a new song for the very first time. It was a rather chilling and creepy ballad called Iggy. It's about this 67-year-old fanboy with frosted tips who has these wild stories about why he's had to leave his last 23 jobs. The first part of the song mentions his bitterness over not being covered by Barrett Sports Media when he was hired back to 590 The Fan for the 32nd time. The chorus poses the question, how many bodies of women from Bermuda are buried under his creep patio? The song is set to be the debut single on Gaga's new album, which is called Songs About Old Guys Who Look Like Dykes? Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
I'll have to text Janie the lesbian and see if that's offensive. Spike Dykes almost became Gary Pinkle's replacement.
Yeah,
that's Sonny Dykes. Spike Dykes.
There was both.
Yeah,
right?
One just passed away.
Right.
Yeah. Spike Dykes, Sonny Dykes.
Yeah, the older one passed away.
Morn, in honor of Doug Vaughn returning from his hymen transplant, a haiku. Crusted Jean Boy Pant. Tongue flick the naughty dingles.
All right, that's
spicy
enough.
Matted shrubs. Think Ooh. About it. Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
That had a deep flavor.
Yeah, it did.
Thank you, Wright Business Products. I do love the ink pens.
Doug Goes to Garrison's Volume 1. This was Doug's first float trip, and he was super excited. Plowsy, Mace Dog, and I had a few Beezles rolled up of that Hindu Kush waiting for Doug's arrival. He showed up in a pair of brown Speedos that used to be white, a mesh tank top, and tie-dye water shorts. He also had a young Latino gentleman in the car with him. Which way to the water, boys, said Doug as he got out his LeBaron, flicking his Virginia Slim.
None of this is true, I swear.
Plowsy lit up the witch's finger and handed it to Doug. I'm not sure if I should. Oh, just hit it, you old queen, yelled Mace Dog. Doug took a rip and his eyes went low. He started spouting about how we were all connected through energy and how weird his tongue felt. He laughed about politics and wondered why we all can't just get along. Just kidding. He called the park rangers and had us all arrested. Thanks a lot, narc. #Legalize legalized medicine. Cucky the dwarf.
Yeah. Cucky the dwarf.
Ahoy. Good wow, time. Wow, wow. These radio wars are heating up, like the Dickens, I mean. Have any of you cuties considered the possibility that this new voiceover person was inserted mole style by Raby? Think of it. Old Rabes claws his way into the infrastructure and gets these ass clowns to pop off with McKirkin and Cusimono so as to confuse listeners, thus driving them up the dial. Oh, that bastard. What's next? Some booming baritone popping off with Jimmy the Chap Hayes? A feisty little broad chiming in with Douglas Elvin Gone? I can hear it now. Welcome to the Morning Flapper on 590 The Pin. This aggression will not stand, man. F. Raby and the Mighty Mox. Concerns? Thoughts? No fooling. Lefty Jacksman.
Lefty Jacksmere.
Howdy, Tim McKirkin, Dilbert Vaughn, and Jimmy the Platypus Harris. I'm sure it was hard choosing from the new voiceover samples. You had motocross voice guy who had a bit part in the film Rain Man. 97X, bam, the future of rock and roll. And you had a raspy gentleman who apparently studied at the Dan Marshall Leadership Institute. Now back to three tough guys who will stab you in the alley. Ultimately, you went with the emotionless android. Siri, find me a crappy morning radio show. Beep, searching for crappy radio show. I found The Morning After with Tom McCracken and Doug Von Trapp and Jerry the Seattle Rat Harshberger.
Harshberger.
Personally, I wish you would have got the old guy who did the Red Hawk report. Remember him? The acoustics were so awful, it sounded like he was screaming the women's field hockey scores from his bathroom. Radio's a tough racket in the immortal words of Darren Atkins. It's all about attention to detail. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Great batch.
Well, you give away a couple Cardinal Field Box seats and a Lemmings lunch and they come out. And this one's from bikini model Brittany.
Don't fall for it again, Tim.
Holy moly.
Fall for it again.
Francis Ford Coppola left the lesbian scene with Connie in her wedding, giving it to Fredo's sloppy drunk wife on the cutting room floor. I know this because I first realized I love the touch of a woman as I watched the director's cut special features in college. My cheerleader roommate had handcuffed me to the bed and we pleasured each other. Much like now as my free hand has me moaning in ecstasy whilst playing with my golden tan glistening in sweat body. That's from bikini model Brittany. Doug, this is kind of hot.
Bikini model Brittany. He's new.
It's actually Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic, man. That recognize the email address.
Yeah. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Thought he could fool you.
We got to go. But they were a great roster. It's already 10 o'clock.
I mean, there were so many good ones. Three stood out. Cucky, Bill Pullman, and Misty. I think I'm going to go Cucky, but they were all great. And there were other good ones, too.
I'm going to go, yeah, I like Cucky, too. I'm going to have to go with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
I go with Bill Pullman's as well. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech is shit. The email of the day. The Hot Shots email of the day. And that wins you a Lemmings lunch and two field box seats at tonight's Cardinals, or Friday night's Cardinals and Reds game. The cat won't tell you they're playing the Reds, but I will. I ain't scared.
I'm scared.
Hey, Niebling Auto Repair is a great sponsor for this award-winning presentation. And if you want to support the sponsors, make sure if you need auto work, Niebling is your choice. Niebling Auto Repair is South Side through and through. 5208 South Kings Highway by Christie Law Park. These guys have seen it all and know what they're doing. Niebling started as a wagon shop in 1892 and is the oldest family-owned auto repair business in St. Louis. They're South City through and through, family-owned and trusted for 125 years. Contact Tom or Abby. Tom or Abby, fourth and fifth generation of Nieblings at 314-352-6317 or online at nieblingauto.com. Frank's up next. It is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plow Predator, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.